Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Sorry to be so vague in my example here. I can't give away too much details because, you know, hey, speakers are known for borrowing each other's ideas. But the big lesson here is that there are non-business things we can do that pave the way for business growth. So let's drill down here with two of my favorite things to do when I've got plenty of time. First off, I like to learn. This right here is why I make time for events like TED and the Women's Leadership Board meetings at Harvard. We get so busy sometimes that we don't have time to absorb information just for the fun of it. For example, historic novels, new ways to cook, anything that you're interested in. We get so focused on learning what is directly related to our business that we don't give enough time to where great ideas really come from. Inspiration. Second, and this is related to the first idea, I like to notice. I pay attention to very different things when I don't have the pressure of a packed to-do list. For example, I notice things about my approach, the things I tell myself, the conversations I have. And from that place, I can make big decisions and ask big questions. And you better believe those choices drive what happens next in our business. I get it. Busy makes us feel like we're making progress, getting things done. But when we take advantage of slow times to pursue our personal passions, well, we just never know when that very thing helps us to the next level of our business growth. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.